Fish from Gone Fishkin here, and I'm very stoked to have Wax on the phone right now. What's up, bud?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great, man.
Nice. So you are heading out on the Vans Warped Tour this summer. Talk about that and talk about past experiences with Warped Tour, because you've been on a few now.
Yeah. I did the Warped Tour in the United States. Well, I did like half of it a few years ago. Like 2011 or something like that. And then this past summer, or it wasn't really the summer. It was this past October. I did the European Warped Tour. We went to various European cities, and it was a great time, man. I always have fun doing the Warped Tour. It's a really young event. I think it's fun to just people watch there. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure. You see some interesting people.
Yeah, definitely some interesting people, and you know, I'm a skateboarder myself, so it's cool to watch people skate. And just, you know, this time I'm excited about it because I'm doing the whole summer on the U.S. Warped Tour, and I'm bringing my board. Probably gonna hurt myself, you know. Probably gonna break some bones, but hey, that's life, you know.
All in good fun, though.
Yep.
So, how is the U.S. Warped Tour different from the European Warped Tour, if there is any difference?
I mean, the main difference from what I've seen is that the U.S. Warped Tour is outdoor. Oh. You know, all the ones I went to in Europe. You know, I guess it was a little cold during the colder time of the year. They're inside, like in a big, like, you know, the kind of place where you'd see, I don't know what to compare it to. Maybe somewhere where, not like somewhere you see a basketball game, but more like somewhere where you go to a convention, you know, like a convention center type of deal.
Oh, okay.
But whereas all the ones in the United States are outside at like either, you know, amphitheaters or racetracks or fairgrounds or even parking lots in some cases. But, that's the main thing. So for me, I'm looking at this summer just kind of like I'm calling it summer camp, man. Like we're getting in a bus and it's a short set, so I'm just out to have fun and just meet fans and you know, and just party, you know.
For sure. Looking through the lineup, you're definitely one of the more well-known top 40 acts on it. How does that feel going into this Warped Tour, doing the whole thing and being one of the more well-known top 40 acts this time around?
Damn, I didn't know I was a top 40 act. I wish you could tell my music that, because it doesn't usually end up in the top 40.
I've heard it in the top 40 a ton of times in New York.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I guess I do have some stuff on there. Thank you for saying that. I didn't even think about that.
No problem.
I'm honored. I'd like to thank many people.
No, I'd like to thank the fans, my parents, my third grade teacher.
I'd like to thank God for my song "Bitches Ain't Shit." I'm sorry. I don't even know if I should be.
Yeah, you could curse. It's totally uncensored.
Okay, awesome. But I don't really have a song called "Bitches Ain't Shit," by the way.
Oh,
but
I got stoked.
I'm going to now, though.
You can
Featuring find this conversation.
Me.
I've been inspired. My next entire album is going to be called "Bitches Ain't Shit." And it's going to have the liner notes are just going to be "I'd like to thank God," and it's just going to be all Bible passages. I can't remember what I was talking about now. I kind of got sidetracked.
Top 40 acts of being on Warped.
Oh yeah, man! I mean, it's awesome. Like, I've actually gotten to the. I definitely have gotten to the point in the last few years that I have enough fans where, you know, the interesting thing about playing on Warped U.S. 3 summers ago was, you know, it's tough going in front of a crowd where they don't know any of your songs, they don't know who you are, so you know you got to use different tactics. You know,
yeah,
you got to
sure.
use different tactics as far as what songs you choose and what you do as far as your set. Whereas now, you know, I'm pretty confident, especially considering the LA show we did for like the Warped Tour opening. I'm pretty confident that at every show there'll be at least some fan base there. You know what I mean? So it's much easier. You can ask any artist. You know, it's much when people are there singing along to your lyrics. It's almost like it's an unfair advantage. You know? So
yeah,
it's cool. It's cool. I feel great about it.
For sure. Your single "Rosanna" is tearing it up right now, so I have no doubt that people are going to be singing along to that all summer long.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if they are. I hope you're right about that.
I just saw the video for the first time this morning, right before you called in. Awesome video. Hysterical, too. I loved it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I think that
most males do.
My favorite part was definitely the catch-up part. For those who see the video, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Thanks, man. I'll take full credit for that gag. That was my idea. I'd like to thank my mom.
I would thank a few.
Sorry, I'm on this thing. I recently saw. I don't know. I just thought the idea of how people always can. Just the idea of congratulations in general is a funny idea to me. Congratulations. Oh, hold on. I just want somebody to follow me around and congratulate me all the time. So from now on, whenever somebody gives me a compliment like you just did, I'm going to thank a bunch of people.
Speaking of congratulations, I think every time someone calls in, I'm going to just fuck with them. Congratulations. You're caller 100. You won. And what song would you like me to play for everyone?
I don't care, man. Whatever you want to play. I don't know what songs you have, but once you close your eyes and just move your finger up and down, and once you open them, wherever it is on your playlist or whatever you're looking at, however you play your music, just random, whatever you pick randomly.
All right, sweet. So it's going to be a
whatever
surprise.
Whatever song you have that is that's closest to the top of the alphabet. How about that?
Oh, that's going
to
be hard.
It starts with the letter that's closest to A.
All right, so it's going to be completely random. Let's not even announce it and let people realize what it is.
Chick is one out of a million, she a grand prize. Met her on the dash, bust up in Van Nuys. That pretty face, accent, and them tan thighs made me fantasize all day. I hit it like,
oh, oh, hey.
She is untouchable. Some uppercuts, and in the morning she be hooking me up proper, but naked in my kitchen while she cooking me machaca. And before I go to work, she give me that boom shakalaka. I want to stay home and fuck her all day. I hit it like I can handle
back to the music side of things. Back to the music side of things. You have a few different people in your genre on the tour, like Bad Rabbits, which will be awesome to play with. And then,
I've seen them play a few times. They actually did this recently. I played with them in LA, and then they were actually on the European Warped Tour that I was on too. And they're the real deal, man. And what's cool about the Bad Rabbits is, they're from a genre of music, kind of like a hip hop meets R&B meets rock. Mm-hmm. And just the stuff that they play is really right up my alley, so to speak. Whereas if you're on the Warped Tour, like there's a lot of bands that you might not be familiar with. It might not be up your alley, even though a lot of them are cool people. But the Bad Rabbits happen to be like a genre that I really enjoy. So, looking forward to playing with them every day. You know,
if I was on Warped, they would be definitely the band I'd have to make sure I'd have to see every day before I fell asleep nicely.
Yeah,
yeah, and I was looking once again through YouTube to get an idea of who Wax is. You have a song. It's in LA. You're playing it live. That you play guitar in. Are you gonna bust out the guitar for any songs?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Nice.
I've been playing guitar for since I was a kid, and that's kind of the way I started doing music. I used to be, I've always done various things as far as music goes. I write songs and rap and play guitar and produce beats and things like that. So yeah, I definitely will be playing guitar.
You are a man of all trades when it comes to music, aren't you?
Yes, I appreciate that. And I would like to thank my guitar teacher from sixth grade. I'd like to thank my mother for always being there for me. You know, I chalk it up to the fact that I get bored easily. My brother. I have a twin brother that I grew up playing music with, and me and him kind of just are like a jacks of all trades, but masters of none. You know, because we just kind of get bored with certain things. So like. You know, for example, he knows how to kind of play every instrument. You know what I mean?
growing up around music and stuff, have you gone to the Warped Tour in the past as a fan?
I never did go to Warped Tour.
Oh, really?
As a fan. I'm not going to lie. I probably should lie, but one of my new things also, besides congratulations constantly, is I'm never going to lie. I don't want to lie anymore.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, the whole George Washington cherry tree, blah blah blah. But anyway, I've never ever been to the Warped Tour as a fan. That being said, when I was younger, I did go to a lot of shows. I saw Less Than Jake when I was a kid in a tiny, tiny, tiny place. The kind of place, it was so small that when he jumped out in the crowd and crowd surfed, he was like when they pushed him up, he would hit the ceiling.
Oh damn!
I remember that. So it's kind of cool that, I guess they're kind of considered the nostalgic acts now.
Yeah.
I remember seeing them when I was a kid, like one really, really young kid, actually. And, I'm not going to lie. I never been to the Warped Tour.
So since you've never been to the Warped Tour, what are some memories you had while playing the Warped Tour?
There's a lot of them now. When I did the Warped Tour here, we were in a you can check it out actually if you go to YouTube and you search for like Wax Warped Tour. I made a mini documentary on the Warped Tour, our experience with the Warped Tour a couple summers ago. It's called Wax Weekly. I used to do a series called Wax Weekly where I just kind of followed around. But when we did the Warped Tour, it's called Wax Weekly something something Bands Warped Tour, and we really went and did voiceovers and chopped it up nice and whatnot. So if you guys are listening, go check that out. But it was just an interesting thing because we didn't have a bus, we didn't even have a van, we never stayed in hotels because the Warped Tour is so grueling. I just remember it being really taking a whole lot out of us. Really like a boot camp, but this year we're gonna have a bus with a driver, and it's more like it was boot camp, now it's summer camp.
For sure,
it's gonna be a lot easier this time. But yeah, I remember playing. As far as memories, I remember playing in Boise, Idaho, and and just, and I don't know. I just remember it. I remember playing at the Gorge in Washington. It's like one of the most beautiful venues I've ever seen. I can't remember if it's there this year, but the Gorge in Washington State, I guess it's Eastern Washington State, is ridiculous, and I'll never forget that experience.
Awesome. I wish I had such an experience like that where I played it, but unfortunately I never play it. I'll never play it. Well, never say never.
Are you a musician?
Yeah, I play guitar and bass, but...
Well, you're never going to play with that attitude, man. Come on.
Yeah. There's one year, Warped 09, I remember it distinctly because my head blew up after it. A band I was doing merch for played. They played the Ernie Ball stage. And the bassist at the end of the set yells, "Yo, Fish!" And he throws his bass 30 feet in the air, and I catch it off stage. It was the most badass moment I've ever been.
Wow.
Like 16 or 17-year-old me having a bass flying at me and catching it. Coolest thing ever, and there's no pictures or video, unfortunately.
That was ballsy of them to do that. I mean, that could have easily ended up being a lawsuit if you would have just turned the other way and got hit by the bass.
Yeah. Or if I catch it, I look like a superstar, and he looks even cooler because he's on stage.
Right, right. so you're yet another person that I've met that has the word "fish" in their name, so people call you Fish.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
yeah, that's a common thing. Fish burn, and I don't know.
My last name's Fishkin. People have been calling me Fish since like fifth grade now. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So I appreciate you calling in so much.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right.